someone who has not made a beer for Satoru yet and saying, can you be Moti me? But why can you not make a beer for Satoru? Why can you not just say, it's a new day, the same way I'm going to make other brachos, birchas ha-shachar, I'll make birchas ha-torah as well. Every day, I make new brachos, regardless of whether I'm up all night or not. What's unique about birchas ha-torah, and what is going to be the halacha? So that's the question I want to ask, but I want to preface it with a Gemara in the Nedarim. So this Gemara is found, this Gemara is as follows. I told you there was a little bit mixed up with the source sheets. If I didn't put it on, okay, fine. So I'll say it outside. Gemara in the Nedarim, about pay. Aleph Amid Aleph, 81a, has the following question, which you may be familiar with. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Alma of the Haaretz. Why was the land destroyed? Why did God see fit to destroy the land? Why were we exiled from the land? Which is something that's very familiar to us. For those who have got Shnayim Mikra this week, this week's parsha, the Tochacha, we're reading all about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, right? Conflict throughout the parsha, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. And then we get to the point, well, if you don't behave, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you will be exiled, you'll be sent out from the land. So the Gemara in the Dharam asked this question, why were we sent out? And not for the reasons found in this week's Parsha. The Gemara says, the Chachamim try and try to figure out why we're kicked out. They come up empty-handed until HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmuk says, you know why you were kicked out? You know why you were exiled? Because you forsake the Torah. You left the Torah. Azvus Tarasi. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? So you would expect to say, oh, because people, you know, involve themselves in all sorts of inappropriate behavior, licentious behavior, they stole, they murdered, etc., etc., etc. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shelo birchu batorah chila, because they failed to make the bracha on birchas haTorah before they engaged in limud haTorah, which is quite striking and surprising. What is it about birchas haTorah? What is it about failing to make that bracha that essentially leads to all the klolas in this week's parsha? So those are the two questions I want to open up with. Question one is going to be the halachic question, which we're going to deal with right now. What do you do if you're up all night? Do you make a new birchas haTorah or do you not? And the more overarching question, the hashkafa question, machshava question, what is it about birchas haTorah that it's considered you have forsaken the Torah by not making birchas haTorah up first? We good? All right. So, as in any halachic discussion, the first question we need to ask ourselves is this derabanan or is this d'oraisa? Is this min haTorah or is this a derabanan? Meaning, if this is derabanan, if it's only derabanan, it's rabbinically required to make birchas haTorah, so then I'll say you wake up in the morning, you didn't sleep all night, it comes in the morning, you're not sure what to do, subject derabanan lakula, go on your merry way. But if it's deraisa, so then we're actually in a real halachic quandary because we are maybe missing out an obligation to bless the Torah, and we're missing out that obligation, we can't just say, oh, suffic, and I'm going to walk away. You have to actually figure out what to do. So the pasuk in Devarim, paragon base, pasuk Gimel, source number one, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godu Lelokim, which the Gemara in Brachu says, what does that mean? Minai Levirchas HaTorah Lefanei Mina Torah, Shinemar Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godu Lelokim, the place that you call Hashem's name, there you should make Hashem's name great. The Gemara basically says, it sounds pretty simple. Birchas HaTorah, the pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godu Lelokim. Sounds like to be a derisa. In fact, the Ramban, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Ramban, in the Sefer Mitzvah, source number three, he says this explicitly. But one thing to note, for those of you, I think we've discussed this in the past, the Rambam, Maimonides wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. He tried to collect all 613 mitzvos. Nachmanides, the Ramban, he writes Hasagos, he writes a commentary on that, and there are times where he points out, well, I wouldn't have counted that as a mitzvah. Or, at the end, he has a compendium of mitzvos sheshichachos haRambam. The mitzvos that he says, Rambam, Rabbi Dr. Rambam, you have forgotten to include. You think that such and such was not a mitzvah? Well, in fact, it is a mitzvah, d'oraisa. So it's quite telling when the Ramban writes in the mitzvos that the Rambam forgot, Rambam, you forgot to count birchas haTorah. As we all know, the pasuk says, ki Hashem Hashem ekra havu godu lelokeinu. And watch how he formulates it, because it's going to be important. Source number three. Mitzvah, shetivanu lahodos, Just keep that in the back of your minds. Lahodos lishamo yisparach b'chol eis shenikra b'torah al tova hagdola she'asa lanu. Metino b'torah seinu, torah so, elokeinu v'adienu, ha'maisim ha'rotzim l'fanayim shebehem ninach al-chai ha'om haba. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to lahodos, to praise Hashem every time before we leave, before we read the Torah, for the great goodness that you have provided, given to us by giving us the Torah and letting us know the appropriate actions to partake in so that we could get olam haba. Mitzvah d'oraisa, v'kasher nistavi, v'brach acher, kol achila ken nistavi. Was there the same way there's a brachas hamazon, which is d'oraisa, v'achalta v'savata ubirachta? So too, there's a bracha here before we engage in learning Torah, midoraisa, to thank Hashem. How do we know? Because it says explicitly, so that is the Ramban, and it's the Raisa. And now he's going to take a subtle swipe at the Ramban, because the Ramban didn't count it. So there are those who are going to say, now he says, Don't tell me, oh, you know what? The Rambam really counted the mitzvah of Birchas Torah as part of the obligation to learn Torah. The same way by Mikra Bikurim. Because when it comes to Bikurim, the mitzvah to bring the first fruits, we find there's a mitzvah to bring the fruits, and there's a mitzvah to recite the praise over the fruits. Furthermore, by the Seder night, he says, there's a mitzvah of Sipri Tis Mitzrayim, and there's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So don't tell me, oh, you know what? You know why the Rambam didn't count Birchas Torah as its own mitzvah? Because he counts it as part of the greater mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because we don't find that in other places. If you look at other paradigms, such as Mikra Bikurim and Bikurim, and Sipri Tis Mitzrayim and Achilas Pesach, it's all separate mitzvahs. Therefore, he says, Rambam, with all due respect, you have forgotten this mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah d'oraisa kishem Hashem ekro havagod lokenu to make your Birchas Torah. In fact, the Shagas Aryeh, in source number 4, opens up the Shagas Aryeh for those who are familiar with it. So Shagas Aryeh, it's a very important work in Lamdas and in Halacha. It's called the Shalos and Shuvas, but he actually asked himself all the questions. He made up the questions and then he gave answers. They're very simple questions. The general like is Birchas Torah Deraisa Derabanan. Is Krishma Deraisa Derabanan. Very simple questions like that. And then he goes on for pages and pages and pages. So he asked the following question. She'ela. This is going to be another nafkamina if it's Deraisa Derabanan. In the stopic Adam in Berach Birchas Torah Olo, a person is unclear. Did I make Birchas Torah? Did I not? You wake up in the 5 in the morning to Daf Yomi, and it comes to 7 o'clock. You show up to shop. It's like, wait, did I make Birchas Torah? I don't know. I was before my coffee. Does he have to now go back and make a bracha because it's a safik? Odino kashar kol brachas derabanan, or is Birchas Torah like all Birchas derabanan? In chozit uvarach misafika, that you do not return because they're derabanan, safik derabanan. Lakula. This is the question of the Shagas Aryeh, basically the question we've been dealing with the last couple minutes. And in the course of answering that, he has a very, very strong taina against the Rambam. He says it has to be, this is the Oraisa. It has to be the Ramban is right and the Rambam is wrong. And you know how I know this? Look what he says. The Rambam does not count a bracha to make Birchas Torah, and that's a tmiya. I don't understand why. For any yodei lomba, in the perek baster nedarim, he quotes the Gemara we opened up with. Vayomer Hashem al azvasim es torasi, hayin lo shama bekoli. You left my Torah. You didn't listen. You didn't heed my voice. Hayinu lo holchaba. You didn't follow the ways of the Torah. Om Rav Yehuda Amarav, Shem Mevorachin B'Torah Tchila. As we read earlier, Hashem indicts the Jewish people. He says to them, you didn't make the bracha on Talmud Torah, and that's why I am expelling you from this land. Nearly the Onish Gadol, Kim O King, the Dabar Zeh of the Haaretz, says the Shagas Aryeh, if this is the Onish, this is the punishment you get sent out of the land for this sin of not making Birchas Torah, Imi derbanan la roi shma minat de minatora having birchas Torah having minatora. Imi derbanan la roi roin owners God look mokach. Says the Shagazari, there's no way in the world birchas Torah is derbanan. The rabbis instituted it, and the failure to fulfill the rabbinic dictum of birchas Torah equals expulsion from the land. The reason the onus is so severe that we get gullus, we go to gullus, go to Babylonia, we're kicked, the temple is destroyed. The only way it can be possible is if Birchas HaTorah is an actual d'oraisa. And therefore he ends off, Hilchach, the team of Birchas HaTorah, min HaTorah, with Savik Beirach, Savik Lo Beirach, Choser Umavorach. And therefore, since it's d'oraisa, one has to go back and make a new bracha. So that is the Shagas Aryeh. He says the Raisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this lahalacha. We assume Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa against the Rambam. The Kiryat Sefer, however, points, he says, no, I actually think that Birchas, even the Rambam thinks it's the Raisa, and he counts it as one mitzvah, and we are going to return to that. At the end of this year, we're going to return to this Kiryat Sefer. What we have so far. Yes, Michael.
Yeah. A little bit off point, but does the Shagas Aryeh talk about, because there's another machlokas, and that is Safek Drabanan, Safek Daraisa Lechumra, is that actually a Din Daraisa or a Din Drabanan? I think the Rambam holds that that's actually a Din Drabanan, so that in the Shagas Aryeh's case, not in his proof, but in his case, there still would be, it's only a drabanan as to whether he has to make the bracha again, because suffik the rice of the chumra is only drabanan. And the nafka mina would be, is it better to say it on your own or to go listen to somebody else say it for you?
Right. So you're pointing out that this is a machlokas famously attributed to the Rambam and the Rashba, although there's people across the spectrum who deal with it about the institution of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. Is that a Darabana or Daraisa? It's many shirim on that. We're not going to get into that. But I believe, even according to the Rambam, when it comes to Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, even though it's a Darabana, and we treat it, therefore, Safek Daraisa, and therefore we're going to allow you to require you to act on it as if it's that Safek, which is you have to go to L'Chumra. Okay. So what we have so far, again, if you opened up Kishim HaShem Akar HaBugot Elokeinu, it's seemingly Daraisa. The Rambam does not count it. The Ramban counts it. The Shagas Aryeh points out there's a very strong right to the Ramban because Al Abdu Tarasi, Shalo Baruch Torah Tchila, you're telling me that's only the Rabbanan? And the Kiryat Sefer, which we are going to return to, so you need to hold that. Right here. He right there says, I think the Rambam counts it together. If it's Daraisa, so now we can open up the question, really. And we say to ourselves, what is it? What do we do on Shavuos morning? So if you turn to page 2, source number 7. If I were to say to you, what type of Birchas Torah is unique? It's unique for a couple of reasons. One is, what type of bracha is it? So the assumption is, the working assumption is, the same way I make a bracha on Lulav, the same way I make a bracha on tefillin, so I make a bracha before I engage in Talmud Torah, a birchas mitzvah. Blessed are you, God, King of the universe, who has commanded us, shitzivanu, al achilas matzah, blasa b'divrei zorah, a birchas mitzvah. Now, as we're going to note in a second, it's a very funny birchas mitzvah. And why is it a funny birchas mitzvah? Because we only make the bracha once in the morning. If I ask you, is there any other bracha you can think of? That's a birchas mitzvah or birchas neni, which may be patterned after each other, that you only make once. I don't think you can think of another one. It would be ludicrous to say, I wash for breakfast, and then for lunch and dinner, I'm covered over that birchas hamotzi. The birchas Torah seems to be funny because I make the bracha once in the morning, and it seems to cover me all day. So we're going to get to that in 1 second. But what's the indication? Why would I assume birchas Torah is a birchas mitzvah? So the halacha is, if you look at source number 7, We're not going to read it inside. The halacha is that anytime you make a birchas hanen or birchas hamitzvah, there's a requirement to not have a hefsek. Meaning, I make a bracha on a brei prei eitz, I need to immediately engage in eating this apple or whatever fruit I may have. If you have a hefsek, that invalidates the bracha. You need to make a new bracha. And Tosfos points out, Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Alfam Beis, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, when one makes Birchas HaTorah, Tzarech L'Shinai Alatar. Immediately following your Birchas HaTorah, you need to learn Torah. Which seems to imply the same way that immediately following my Birchas HaLulav, I need to shake my Lulav. Immediately following my Birchas HaTorah, I need to learn Torah. And in fact, we do that. We do just that. Not everyone's familiar with this, but if you think about the Birchas HaTorah, there are three or four components to Birchas HaTorah, depending if you're a Sephardi or Ashkenazi. If you are an Ashkenazi, you make the first bracha, then you say v'harevna, lasa v'divrei Torah, v'harevna, it's one bracha, then you make a second bracha of asher bachar bonu mikolo amin. Parenthetically, if you're Sephardi, v'harevna is a separate bracha, but we're not going to put that aside for now. So again, first bracha is lasa v'divrei Torah, including that is v'harevna, then asher bachar bonu. After that, what do we say? Birchas kohanim, yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, that, says Tosfos, that's not part of the bracha. Those are psukim we say there in order to fulfill this tzarech l'shina alatar. In order to make it that we make a bracha and immediately we partake whatever that mitzvah or bircha or food may be, that hana may be, we have to then you do the action, which is, in our case, learning Torah. Therefore, the Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, that's not actually part of birchas Torah. Rather, that's a fulfillment of this kiyum of Talmud Torah following the Birchas HaTorah. And then Tosfos asked the question we opened up with, source number 9. The Nishal Rav Yitzchak. So if you tell me Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, there's a requirement to immediately learn. He says, Kigon Anu, She'in Anu Lom Dimiyad Achar Tfila. So this may be, you know, in the time of Tosfos, the same problem we had nowadays. It's like we, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is the Rehazake. We are going to make Birchas HaTorah when we daven Shacharis in the morning. And then we are going to be very busy. We got to go to work or do whatever else we may have to do. Sha'anu tardin v'holchen kach below limud ad emsa hayom o yoser. He says, we can't pick up a Gemara on the Chumash or whatever it may be until halfway through the day, until our lunch break. O yoser, or maybe till the evening. Amai einu mevarchen Birchas HaTorah pamacheres kishanu matchilin l'lumot. Why do we not need to make a new Birchas HaTorah at night or whenever it is we finally can pick up that sefer? The same way if we make a Birchas HaMotzi in the morning, so then in the afternoon we make a brand new Birchas HaMotzi, so then shouldn't it be the same for Birchas HaMazon as for Birchas HaTorah? After all, we just pointed out the fact that Shetzarech L'Shino Alatar tells us it's a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. I don't understand. Where is this hefzik coming from? It's a very compelling question. Right? When it comes to the sukkah, every time we sit in the sukkah and eat a meal, we make a leish shiva sukkah. If you're a Talmud of the Gra, every time you enter the sukkah, you're making a new leish shiva sukkah. One of these funny WhatsApp videos went around a couple years ago. Maybe you got it. There was this Breslov guy somewhere in the Shomron in Israel. And he had this big turban on and wearing, I don't know what he was wearing, some sort of long coat. No shoes, and he had positioned a swing right next to his sukkah, and every time he swing back, he'd swing into the sukkah and say, I'm in the sukkah, Baruch HaTosh Yom Kippur, I'm late to the sukkah, and swing out. And swing again, Baruch HaTosh Yom Kippur, I'm late to the sukkah. So I don't endorse that from a rabbinic perspective, although it was pretty funny, but what he was essentially trying to fulfill was this grah, that every time you enter the sukkah, you should make a new bracha. So it says Tosfos, every time I enter the sukkah, or certainly every time I eat in the sukkah, I'm making a leishay basukkah. So why is Talmud Torah any different? Why does my morning work for the night? Like Birchas HaTorah work for the night. It's like it's kind of funny. Birchas HaTorah, it's like it's an anomaly. It's why is it working so different than every other Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin that we know? This is Tosfos' question. Tosfos answers. Again, source number 9, the Yesh Lomar, last, second to last line of that source, the Shani Torah. Torah is different. She'enu miyayish daitu. A person is never miyayish, forgets about it, gives up hope from it. The Cholsha ad mechuyiv lomo deksiv yigisva yom avalayda, because every moment a person has a chiyiv somewhere there to learn. V'hayu stress kemo yoshev kol hayom below hefsek. It's as if a person is sitting all day without a hesek. Says Tosfos, this is so powerful. You know why Talmud Torah is different? You know why Birkas HaTorah is so irregular. You know why it's so different than Sukkah and Lulav and every other mitzvah that we know? Because when it comes to all the other mitzvahs, when it comes to my Sukkah, so every time I enter the Sukkah, it's an isolation of the previous time. I enter, I'm doing a mitzvah, I leave, I'm no longer doing the mitzvah, I go back in, again, in isolation of doing the original mitzvah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, we assume, we look at it as that every moment of your day. If you're not miyashiv daito, if you let Torah permeate everything that you do, and the lessons of Torah influence and animate that which you do in your everyday life, then it's as if kimo it's that all day you were engaging in Talmud Torah. That outside the walls of the Beis Medrash, we have the ability to make it. And outside the confines of sitting with a Gemara open in front of us, we're able to take that Daf Yomi Shir or that Shnai Mik or whatever we may be learning and let it animate our day and make it as if we are learning all day. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in 1973 or so, I can't remember the exact year, he was in, there was a, they finished Gemara Chulin, and they asked him to give impromptu remarks. So he gave off-the-cuff remarks, which they then wrote up into a very short essay, again, for Rabbi Soloveitchik standards, it's very short, and it was published in a book called The Conspectus of the Rav's Thought, also put out in the Chavrusa Journal in 1993. So it's called On the Love of Torah. It's the sources, for some reason, started over. If you look at page 3, it's source number 1. I don't know why the numbers got messed up. And the Rav says that he reads our Tosis. We'll read it inside. He says, apparently, there are two kinds of awareness, according to Tosfos. He says, when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to Torah, there's two types of awareness. The first is an acute awareness. Clearly, this is lacking when one thinks about other matters. However, the second is a latent awareness. And this awareness is still present, even though one's engaged in other matters. There's an acute awareness when the Gemara is open in front of you, but there's a latent awareness as you're going about your business or whatever else you may be doing throughout your day. And he gives a very beautiful analogy. When a mother plays with her child, there is an acute awareness of the child. But even when the mother works at a job or is distracted by some other activity, there is a natural latent awareness of her child's existence. This latent awareness remains throughout her entire lifetime, and it can never be extinguished. It is expressed in commitment, devotion, and in a feeling of identification, a feeling that I and the baby are one. The infant is the center of the gravity of the parents' lives. They feel they cannot live without their child. The same is true with regards to Torah. There may not be an acute awareness of Torah for 24 hours each day, but the latent awareness never ceases. And he goes on to explain, to talk about how that's what the Tosfos is talking about, and that's how we have to learn to live our lives, with this latent awareness. And he ends off, and this is, I know there's some Daf Yomi. People learn Daf Yomi on this Zoom. Maybe you all learn Daf Yomi. So this is, you know, very relevant, especially now that we're doing Moed, or finishing Masechta every couple weeks after Yuma. For this reason, when we make a Siyum, we say, Hadron Allah, we'll return to you. As far as an acute awareness is concerned, we are through. We are leaving this chapter. But the latent awareness remains, and for that reason, we'll return again to learn Chulin. It is just like when a mother leaves her child and says, I will be back. She does not say this merely to encourage the infant. She expresses a basic truth. A mother only leaves only to return. Otherwise, she would never leave. Right? The parallel, the analogy is we would never leave the Masechta if we knew we'd never return. Daitin Allah, in our latent awareness, we are still committed to you. Vadaika Alon. We hope you won't forget us. We hope that you, the tractate, will always keep us in mind. And if we view the Torah as a friend, the Torah will indeed be able to watch over us. It was a very powerful piece from the Rav. What the Rav is explaining, this Enyam Yayish Kol Yom, this idea, this ambitious idea. The idea I think we all live our lives with, that our lives are suffused with Torah so much so that the Birkas HaTorah in the morning covers us all day. If this is true, Birkas HaTorah, again, this is a beautiful makshava that emerges, but if Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, so we can ask the question. If you didn't sleep all night, so there was no hefsik. There's no hefsik, and surely you should not make a new Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Any questions? Okay.
That's yes. Shavuos morning. That's why they look for someone who slept to make the brachas in the morning.
So that's the assumption right now that we know we do, but we're trying to explain this and see if that's the correct approach or what else can go into that approach. But you're right, David. According to that, according to this Birkas HaMitzvah approach, certainly that's what the best approach and you should be doing. Now, what if there's another way to look at Birkas HaTorah? What if there's another way to look at this bracha we will be making? If I say to you, David, you're unmuted, so I'll put you on the spot here. What type of brachas do you know of?
Brachas of food, hanah.
Good, hanah.
And what else?
Birkas HaMitzvah, you can argue, which is similar.
Birkas HaMitzvah.
There's a third category. Birkas HaShevach.
Ah, okay.
So now, what if Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaShevach? And to figure that out, we're going to have to go to a halacha at the very end of Simen Mem Zayin is Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, Sif Yudalech. The last halacha in the Sif, and it seems like a very innocuous halacha, and you're going to be like, why are you quoting this to me? But this is actually really highlights the Rav's point of even in these, we almost call, quote unquote, random halachas, there's an entire world of machshava behind it. Shulchan Aruch, source number 2. Again, I'm sorry, the numbers got messed up. We're on page 3. Noshim mevarchos bet Birkas HaTorah. Women have an obligation to make the bracha on Birkas HaTorah. Okay, we're good with that. Now, here's the problem. The Gemara Kedushin, codified in the Rambam, points out, source number 3, Noshim v'avodim v'katanim paturim mitalmud Torah. Women, children, and slaves are putter from Talmud Torah. Avakotav avavchayv lilmo Torah, etc., etc. If a woman is putter from Talmud Torah, the question then becomes, so why is she making the Birkas HaTorah? She's not obligated to learn Torah. Why is she making the Birkas HaTorah?
Just for clarification, you quoted the Shulchan Aruch, who usually is going to follow the Rambam, but does the Rambam say that women make Birkas HaTorah also?
The Rambam says women make Birkas HaTorah as well. Okay. Rambam says it as well. It should be on the sheets. You want to take a look at it? Where would it be? They say it explicitly or is it the assumption? Okay, so the Rambam does think so. It's not on the sheet. Okay, fine. But the Rambam thinks so. Or certainly, let's put it this way, the Shulchan Aruch thinks so. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch postulates the Rambam when it comes to Talmud Torah, that a woman is putter from Talmud Torah. So let's leave it at that because I don't have the Rambam right here in front of me. Shulchan Aruch thinks women are putter from Talmud Torah, yet in Mem Zayin, Yudal, the Shulchan Aruch says a woman has to make Birkas HaTorah. Why would that be? So the Bir HaGro, the great Gaon from Vilna, or Elijah Kramer, source number 4, he says, hold up 1 minute. How many of your wives or daughters are shaking the lulav of making a bracha? How many of your wives and daughters are doing many mitzvahs and making a bracha, even though they're putter from? Says the Vilna Gaon, it's very simple. You know why the Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim have a chiyuv to make the Birkas HaTorah? Because he says as follows. Don't read it as chayuv. It just says, Noshim mevarchas Birkas HaTorah. They can make Birkas HaTorah. And he says, source number 4, Heich Tomer Vitzivanu, the last word on the line. Heich Tomer Vitzivanu. How can they say Vitzivanu? V'nasim lanu. And Hashem gave it to us. We weren't commanded. Ela ha'ikar. Alpi masha kasev tosfos. Not the nashim brachas are called mitzvahs that say she's my grandma. This tosfos points out, tosfos writes that a woman, although she may not be obligated in certain mitzvos, if she wants to partake in them, she's allowed to make a bracha on them. She's not obligated. She's not obligated to shake the lulav, but if she wishes to shake the lulav, she's also allowed to make the bracha. So why is the one making Birkas HaTorah? Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying, no, she's making Birkas HaTorah? Not chayiv, but rather, she can do it. Tosfos says she can do it. She can make a bracha. Now, I don't know why everyone's jumping around and screaming. Why? What's so crazy? Okay, she's putter. She chose. She's voluntarily chose to do it. However, it's not so pashut. That's nothing in life is so pashut. The Beis Yosef, Or HaChaim Siman Yud Zayin Os Aleph, records the following machlokas. Source number 5, Umasha Kosev, Hu Shaholach, the Shetasu, it's on page 4, Shapira Shanoshim, in Yoch, talking about the Rambam, Umasha Kosev, Hu Holach, the Shetasu, Shapira Shanoshim, Eno Yochol Savarach, Vidavar Shem Paturus. Yes, Tosfos may say a woman can voluntarily choose to make a bracha. The Rambam doesn't think so. The Halakha Rambam says a woman's not allowed to. And if any of you are Svardi or have Svardi friends, the woman did not voluntarily make a bracha. If they shake the lulav, they're not making a bracha. Sfiras Omer, they're not making that bracha. The Rambam says they can't make the bracha. Aber Ben Otam, Kasav, says to the Yosef, Shechol Zavar, Aber Pesheim Turus. But as we just noted, the Ben Otam said you could. King Kasav, Bishmo Tosfos. V'l'inyin Halacha. Says the Beis Yosef, Naktinan Ke Rambam, the Sofik Brachas Lehotel. Says the Beis Yosef, there's a Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam, the Tosfos. The Rambam says a woman is not allowed to voluntarily make a bracha, and Tosfos says a woman can make the bracha. Ula Halacha, we pass like the Rambam. What's the major issue here? Who was the Beis Yosef? The Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know what the girl is telling me. Oh, you know why the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can make a bracha? She's volunteering to make the bracha. She's not obligated to volunteer if the Beis Yosef tells us. In Siman Yud Zayin, a woman is not allowed to volunteer to make a bracha if she's putter from it. So the Gra, with all due respect to the Gra, he clearly was just trying to give us a reason, but was not trying to explain to the Shulchan Aruch, because he knew the Shulchan Aruch's position on this. He was being independent of the Shulchan Aruch. Which now opens up the question again. Why are women making a Birchas HaTorah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the Shulchan Aruch's position is a woman is part of the Talmud Torah, and a woman can't voluntarily choose to make a Birchas HaTorah? She can't voluntarily choose to make a mitzvah, a bracha, and a mitzvah sashay, says Man Gram. Says the Magen Avraham, source 6. Michael, you have a suggestion? I mean,
first of all, whether it's a mitzvah tzivui or a mitzvah that kiyumis, there is a kiyumis when a woman is learning halachos that relate to what she needs to know.
So, did you write the Magen Avraham? Because we're about to read that, or did you just speak ahead?
No,
joking. Says the Magen Avraham, exactly what Mike said. And I realize this is consistent. You usually jump ahead. You usually know more than I do here, and you are always letting you know what's coming up. Says the Magen Avraham, exactly what Mike Markley says. Chayav is limud dinan shalahem, source 6. You know why? Because a woman is obligated to learn. How is she going to keep Hilchas Nida? How is she going to keep Hilchas Shabbos? How is she going to keep Hilchas Yom Tov? Kashrus. A woman has an obligation to learn the dinan shalahem. The chayav is lomer parshas karbonos. And she's also obligated to say karbonos, which is actually kind of striking, because karbonos, a woman is obligated in, and a man is obligated in. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos even indicates that saying karbonos every morning may have some sort of kiyum daraisa, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because when we come late to the shul, generally the first thing we sacrifice is our karbonos. Mordechai Beffer pointed that out. But a woman is chayev in karbonos and chayev in brachos, and learning the dinim shalahem, the dinim that would pertain to them, and therefore she's making a birchas haTorah on that. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. If you look at the Bir Halacha, source 7, we'll say it outside, he puts a nafka mina for this. He points out that if you tell me we believe the Gra is correct, the woman is not obligated to make Birchas HaTorah, but she can volunteer to make Birchas HaTorah. So then the Halacha generally is, one is only able to be motzi someone else. I can only be motzi you in Kiddush if we are on the same plane of obligation. If I have been yotzi my Kiddush and you, well, it's a little more complicated, but generally, unless... if we have the same level of obligation, so then I can be motzi you. If I have a lower level, if my level is only derabanan and yours is daraisa, so it becomes quite questionable who should be motzi who. If the Gra is correct that a man has an obligation to be daraisa, kishem hashem ekra habugot lelokenu, to say birchas haTorah, and a woman is only voluntary, she doesn't really have an obligation, so it says the Bir Halacha, a woman cannot be motzi a man. But if the Magen Avraham is correct, that a woman has an obligation to be daraisa, because she has an obligation to learn, not everything, but she has an obligation at least to learn the dinim that are shayach to her. So then the birchas haTorah is the right for her as well. And now the man and the woman are on the same level of obligation. On the same level, the woman can be motzi the man. So the Bir Halacha points out this nafkamina, which he seems to go with the second side. However, as always, there's a problem. We want to know why a woman is chayav to learn Birchas Torah. To say Birchas Torah, we said she's not chayav to learn. However, the Magen Avraham says she's chayav to learn the Dinim Shalahem. So I couldn't find this inside, but I heard this. I heard this. I believe it's Rabbi Sobolovsky quoting the Beis Halevi, right? Rabbi Soloveitchik's grandfather, both Rabbi Soloveitchik here in Chicago and New York. He says the fact that a woman has to learn Torah, so that she knows a deen that are shayach to her. What is the nature of that? Is that Talmud Torah? Yes, it's clearly it's learning, but is the obligation stemming from that of Talmud Torah the same way a man has an obligation to learn, let's say, Yuma and to learn all the Avoda we're learning in Daf Yomi now? Is her obligation stemming from that obligation to learn Torah, or is it stemming from an obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs? Not that it's an obligation to learn, meaning if there's some way she can fulfill all the deen of Hilchos Shabbos and never have learned. Let's just say it's possible. So she wouldn't have to engage in learning. Or do you say, no, it's coming from the same place as a man, she's just limited in what she's allowed to learn. And the way the lady says, the way the Magen Avraham frames it, is she has to learn the dinim that are shayach to her. This is less about Talmud Torah and more about machshirei mitzvah. It's less about her obligation to learn and more about she needs to prepare, it's preparatory, to fulfill the halacha. And in the same way, when you build a sukkah, and I'm leaving aside the Yerushalmi, when you build a sukkah, you're not making a bracha. No, bracha to Hashem, l'chim b'chlam, al binyan sukkah. Because you're just preparing for the mitzvah of leishev sukkah. So perhaps when this woman is learning Hilchos Kashrus, she should make a bracha of v'tzivanu la'asuk v'divrei Torah. Because although she's engaging in Talmud Torah, she's not engaging it for Torah's sake, but rather the obligation stems from the fact it's preparatory so she can keep Hilchos Kashrus correctly. So says the Beis HaLevi, I don't think she should be making a bracha if you tell me it's just machshirei mitzvah, machshirei halacha. It's preparatory. You're not making a bracha when you build your sukkah. You're not making a bracha when you hollow out your shofar. You're not making a bracha when you create your Hanukkah candles or when you bake your matzos. So she shouldn't make a bracha when she's learning Hilchos Kashrus or Nida or Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever else it may be. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. Now we're back to square one. If that is true, if the Beis HaLevi is saying, the way you phrased it and formulated it, the Magen Avraham, that it's only preparatory, so then the Shulchan Aruch would not obligate a woman to make Birchas HaTorah. And he says, therefore, you know why a woman is obligated in Birchas HaTorah? You know why a woman has to make Birchas HaTorah? So Reb Chaim, his son, says, I'll tell you why. And this here, if you look at source number 8, it's the picture. This comes from the Griz al Harambam, the Brisker of al Rambam. Just to note, this sefer is impossible to get. They only sell it in Brisk itself, in the Yeshiva's Brisk itself. And I really wanted one, so I have a good friend I grew up with, and I guess we went different ways. I went to YU, and he went to Brisk. He lives in Lakewood, and I was learning at a kollel. So I saw him over Shabbos Yom Tov, over Pesach, and I said to him, you know, I really want this Brisker Rav. He says to me, you know, I have two of them. He said, I'll give it to you. I said, right now, I really want it. He said, I can't give it to you. Now come to me, Motzi Shabbos. I said, why? There's an Erev. He goes, I'm a Brisker. I don't hold with the Erev. Lifnei Eiver. So I had to go back, Motzi Yom Tov. We got into a very spirited debate about Zionism and Rabbi Soloveitchik and Torah Mada. And we're still great friends. And I am still in YU and he's still in Lakewood. So no one convinced anyone. And the world is still standing. But what does the Brisker Rav say? So look here, I've got a little note there. Hine, Farhiksha, this is our question. You have it there, that's kind of the picture, it's a little blurry, I'm sorry. Ahad Najim Mavarakhan Birchas HaTorah. This, that woman make Birchas HaTorah. Baba Torah is with Talmud Torah, yet they're part from Talmud Torah. Ubi Yosef Kashal Das HaRambam, Shapasik Per Gimel Hilchos Sittis, Da'al Mitzvah Shanashim Baturas, Ein Rishos Levarach Aleinim. A mitzvah woman is pater from doing, she's not allowed to make a brach on it. Our question, how is she make the Birchas Torah? She's parted from it. Other things that means. You think he's a chassidus rebbe, the math of the entire line he gives to him. Shomar. So he's quoting his father, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The Birchas HaTorah ain't a bracha al kiyim ha-mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, the fact we're making a bracha, that's not on the kiyim of learning Torah. That's not like I make a bracha on matzah because I'm going to eat matzah. Rak duhu din b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate din. The Torah ba'i bracha. That Torah requires a bracha. Ukrafin love brachos da chaf alf mikra de chishem Hashem ekra of a god lokenu. In Cain, ein zed din sheshayef la mitzvah klal. The fact we're making a birchas Torah, this again is explained in the Hagioni Halacha by Rav Mirsky. This is explained in the Emet Bracha by Rav Avram Pomjansky, I forgot his name, Emet Bracha, Talmud of his. This is explained in the Kilas Yaakov says something very similar. The fact we make birchas Torah is not because we're engaging in learning Torah. You know why we make a birchas Torah? It's a din bifnei atzmo. We're making a bracha. The Torah atzmo to in bracha, the nashim b'turis rakmei mitzvah shel tamat Torah, aval inin mufkas, the einam mufkas me'etzem ha'cheser shel tamat Torah. You know why we make a birchas Torah, says the Brisker Rav? Not on the keem of the mitzvah, but rather, basically he's saying it's a birchas ha'shevach. We are saying, God, not thank you so much, not asking him for permission to partake and learn Torah, but thank you so much, asher b'char b'nu mikola amen. The nasan lanu es Torahso. Thank you for choosing us from all the nations and giving us this Torah. Where it's a bracha on the chesed of Torah, that we have this amazing gift that was given to us, as the Ramban pointed out way back in source number 2 or 3. This amazing gift that you've given to us. In that, certainly a woman is shayach, though. She might not have to learn Torah, but certainly she's shayach. She's connected to the idea of the chesed of Torah. So, leave it right there. He says, something so powerful. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah like we thought, like Tosfos was assuming, and therefore Charak Lashin al-Atar. Rather, birchas ha-Torah is a birchas ha-shevach. A bracha where we're saying, Hashem, thank you for giving us this amazing, amazing gift. And my homework to you is going to be, now that you're going to go and make birchas ha-Torah, you make it every day, try to think about, as you're making this bracha, you know, what the way the bracha is formulated. What exactly is it? Is it birchas shevach? Is it birchas mitzvah? Is it a combination? In fact, Moshe Feinstein, in source number 10, he says it's actually both. He says that the first part is, perhaps you can say, lasu b'divrei Torah, ki al ha-mitzvah, source number 10, u'birchas asher b'char banu, that's a birchas hodah. And he goes so far as to say that if you are a subject that I make birchas Torah or not, well, the only daraisa part is going to be the birchas shevach, and therefore only repeat asher b'char banu. Not that we're necessarily poskening that way. But what the Brisker Rav is telling us is the reason the woman's making it because of birchas shevach, and it's actually very meduic in the Rambam. The Rambam, as we know, is very careful where he orders things and how he orders things and where he places things. Where does he put hilchos birchas Torah? So I'd say, if you asked you, you'd either tell me in hilchos brachos, birchas mitzvah, or in hilchos tamat Torah. But he in fact puts it in hilchos tefillah. Why would the Rambam put it in hilchos tefillah? It's not tefillah. If you say no, it's a birchas hashvach. So same way we praise Hashem Asher Yoshev Zefo every day, so we make a birchas Torah Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amen. So it's very meduic in the Rambam as well. Also want to note that if there are only two brachas that are perhaps daraisa, one is birchas hamazon and one is birchas Torah. Both then, birchas hamazon is a birchas hashvach as well, as the Ramban pointed out. And if you look at the Rambam, one more little technical note before we move on, the Rambam points out hamashkim likros b'Torah, source number halachol yud, source number 9. Before one learns Torah, you have to say Birchas Torah. In Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, "B'chol Yom Chayv Adin Lebarach Shalosh Brachos." So he says an obligation every day to learn to make the Birchas Torah, and there's an obligation before you learn to make Torah. Why does he say both? So Rabbi Salavitcher points out in the notes that Rabbi Nachum Nek wrote, put down, says, because the Rav is saying also there's these two dinim to it. Before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha, almost like a Birchas Hamitzvah. But there's also this aspect of Birchas Hashvach. That every day we need to make in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech HaMashar Bachar Bonim Yikolon. So if this is true, you can argue. If this is true, you will argue that if it's a Birchas HaShvach, so then regardless of if you slept or not, if there's a Hefsek or not, every day you have to thank Hashem. If you look at source number 11, this is from the great Gaon, Rav Yosef Katz, the chief rabbi of Illinois, self-appointed. An article I once wrote, Birchas Torah, Blessing in the Song, and I said what emerges from this discussion is a powerful message about our relationship with Torah. Again, this is coming out of this one halacha of Nashim Chayavus or Nashim Mevarach Birchas Torah, as the Rav would tell us. What emerges from this is this powerful, it's a discussion of a powerful message about our relationship with Torah. Our link to the Torah transcends the individual obligation to learn. It's about the place that Torah has in the life of every Jew. The bracha of Birchas Torah that we make each and every morning celebrates this relationship and serves as a reminder of how fortunate we are to have been chosen from all the nations and given the Torah. It is no wonder that the Mishnah Berurah writes that Birchas Torah is a blessing that one makes with great simcha, joy. So again, it's this it transcends the individual obligation of every Jew. Where does this leave us? So we opened up with, what did you do Shavuos morning? We said, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Tzarech L'Shino Atar, so then L'chor, if there's no Hefzik, and you've been learning all night, don't make a brach. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, perhaps you should make a brach. And that brings us to the final piece in our puzzle. Tosfos, the same Tosfos we mentioned before in Yadav and Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. When a person gets up at night to learn, so you go to sleep, and you sleep 6 hours, and you wake up before Alos HaShachar, She'ein tzarech levarach birchas haTorah, v'tei she'birchas haTorah shel esmol, chakras, poteres at chakras acheres, period. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if you get up in the middle of the night to learn, don't make a new birchas haTorah. Hefsik, you've been sleeping, you mamish. When you're sleeping, you're not, you're miyaj daito. There's no acute awareness, there's no latent awareness. So why are you not making me do birchas haTorah? Says the Rabbeinu Tam, because you're covered from the previous day. What does that sound like to you? Birchas haTorah every morning, no other time. Sounds like a birchas haShachar. Every morning you make, thank Hashem for giving me strength, which is a birchas haShvach. It sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is going within the realm, in the world of the Rambam, and therefore, Shavuos morning, make a new bracha. Why make a new bracha? Because you're praising Hashem for giving us the Torah, and nothing to do with Hefzik, no birchas haMitzvah. However, Tosfos ends off, v'lo ne'ira. I disagree, and the Rush says this as well. So for time's sake, I cut out the Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, which is the Siman of Hilchos Shavuos, it's one Siman, he says the following. Issa b'Zohar. We find in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shachasidim HaRishonim, Ryan call a line of Oz Gimitorah. That Shavuos night, the Chasidim were up all night learning. V'karnohogu rov alom din, Lassus came, V'ashalos says Tom. He says, and it's many people do this, not just the Chasidim. And the reason for this is, I'll be pshutu l'fisha Yisrael, Yushenim, call a laila, V'tzarkash baruch, l'ayar asam, K'disa v'medrash. He says, quote the Femish Medrash, it says, the Jews overslept, essentially. And since they overslept, Hashem had to wake them up, so we're talking for that. Okay, no, Tzirich L'Pakim, fine. Lady Birchas HaTorah. So a couple of lines later, he says, "What about Birchas HaTorah? What do you do?" I didn't even still pick. The Siman Mem Zayin, the Siman of Birchas HaTorah, Kosev Af Im Lo Me Belayla, Ein Tzarech Levarach Kol Zman Shelo Yoshev. It first says, if you're up all night and there's no hefsek, there's no need to make Birchas HaTorah. Mashmo Dim Nor Kol Laila Ein Tzarech Levarach B'Yom Shacharah. That implies if you're up all night, you don't need to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So there's no hefsek. I eat a Birchas HaMitzvah. Mu Kasha Ta'anan Kaim Lan Shinev Yom Lo Have Hefsek. But we also pass, if you're telling me, if you're up all night, there's no hefsek, that's why you don't make a birchas haTorah, that equals, if you go to sleep at night, you do make a birchas haTorah, because sleeping is hefsek. However, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that if you sleep during the day, that's not considered a hefsek, right? Many people take naps during the day, you take your siesta, no need to make a birchas haTorah afterwards, it's not a hefsek. Afilu yishinas kev, you lay down in your bed. Im kein yoshlomer, if that's true, the gamba laila shein ala avi hefsek. If that's true, then at night, it's not either a hefsek. If sleeping is a hefsek or it's not a hefsek. If sleeping is not a hefsek, and that's why you don't make a new birchas haTorah during the day, so at night it shouldn't either be a hefsek. And if it's not a hefsek, so then if you, in the morning, you should make a new bracha because it's just like a rain of time. But if you tell me no, sleeping is a hefsek, and that's why you make a new bracha, nothing to do with the morning, just the fact you slept. So during the day also, you should make a bracha. So he says, the Magen Avraham doesn't know what to do. Is it a rain of time? Is it the rush? And he says, therefore, as we tell the indict, we'll tell the rock by Yom Balala Al, because Shkoda Boker called him Al Shachar, Oz Nitshad Liom Shachar. So what does he say? Imke Nikar Law Yadait, we'll put the rock by Yom Balala. So he basically kind of wiggles out of this, and he says, you know what? It must be that when you make the bracha in the morning, you only have in mind to cover you up until the next day. So he kind of wiggles out of it. So how is he posking? It's kind of unclear. Lechain Sarath Lebarak Birz Zatorah Kashiyar Hayom. Lechain Yer Ika. He says, therefore, it seems that really you should make a new Birchas Torah every morning, whether it was a hefsek or not, because you had in mind, like, you know, even unintentionally, that your Birchas Torah is going to carry you, might not carry you. And then he says what David says. V'chein, it's not so clear. Nira Iker, ach, harotze, lotze, yidei safek, yishma Birchas Torah mi'achar, yiskam lotze, yidei chavoso. Says the Magen Avraham, you know what, it's unclear. Is sleeping a hefsek? Is it not a hefsek? During the day, it doesn't seem to be a hefsek. At night, it does seem to be a hefsek. must be really Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah, but it only carries you for 24 hours because we have in mind that we don't want it to work for the next day. I don't really know. It's all kind of murky. It's all kind of unclear. You know what? Go find someone who slept. Go find the guy who thought he'd be up all night, who fell asleep on his gemara with his coffee spilling everywhere. Say him could be Yotzei Mi. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. However, there's one catch. And this is a brilliant chat by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right, because what do we have right here? Rabbi Tam says every morning make a new bracha regardless if you slept or not. The Rush says, no, only if there is a hefsek, only if you did sleep. Well, says that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, says Rabbi Akiva, we'll say it outside. Mi manik shach, Shavuos morning, you should make the Birchas HaTorah yourself. Why? Because if you think about it, you may have been up all night, but you slept during the day to stay up at night. You may have been up all Shavuos night, but what happened Erev Shavuos? You slept on your bed. So he says, be manashach, if you pass, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the day is what engenders the requirement to make Birchas HaTorah, because it's a Birchas HaShvach, like the Rambam says, and the Grid says so beautifully. So you make a Birchas HaTorah anyway. And if the Rush is right, then no. If you're up all night, there's no hefsek. Yeah, you may have been up all night, but you slept during the day. You slept, and that should be a hefsek. So we manashach, Shavuos morning, you should make a new bracha, and kach psak di Mishnah Berurah, if you took a sleep, if you slept Erev Shavuos, you should make a new Birchas HaTorah, Shavuos morning yourself. So that's the way I thought the Paskin. However, I asked Rabbi Reis, and Rabbi Reis thinks that it's best to be still be, unless you slept at night, it's best to be yotzi by someone else. But it seems like the Mishnah Berurah says, this beautiful chat by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's best to be yotzi someone else. So it emerges from our entire discussion, and then we'll wrap up. If you could go 1 minute over. Okay, so to wrap it all up, we want to know Birchas HaTorah. We have two questions. One is, why was it we were kicked out of the land for not making Birchas HaTorah? Question one. Question two is, what do we do Shavuos morning? So we said, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so l'chor, if there's a hefsek, you have to make a new bracha. If there's no hefsek, Shavuos night, don't make a new bracha. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, so then you should make a new bracha. Riki Vager points out, Miman of Shach. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, so you're making a new bracha either. And if it's a hefsek, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, well, you had the hefsek during the day, so therefore you should make the bracha because you had the hefsek during the day. And the Rebbe Reis said, still, he thinks best to motzi someone else. So that is the din. However, the last thing I want to close off with is the following. Why? What was it still about Birchas HaTorah? We got kicked out of the land. Why was it? Why did we get kicked out of the land? It comes back, I think, to the Rambam. If you recall, the Shagas Aryeh says, Maimonides, it can't be Birchas HaTorah Derabanan. I don't understand why you left it out of the Minyan HaMitzvos. We get kicked out of the land for this. However, the Kiryat Sefer said, no. The Rambam counted Birchas HaTorah as part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why? Why would he do that? So Aaron Lichtenstein, in an article, Reflections about Birchas HaTorah, he says something which we'll leave off with, which is very powerful. He says, you see, because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah are inextricably linked. To learn Torah, this is the last page, page 7. To learn Torah without preceding bracha does not merely constitute a failure to fulfill a particular halacha. It entails, and here we return to our point of departure, missing the essence of Torah itself. Learning without praise, thanksgiving, and petitionary aspiration is learning which fails to realize the joy and the marvel, the awe and the wonder of Talmud Torah. To learn with insouciance, I believe that was the word, or indifference, or even with presumed dispassionate objectivity grounded in intellectual curiosity, is to reduce Devar Hashem to an academic. And in effect, such learning disregards, perhaps even implicitly denies, the unique character of Torah. Small wonder, then, that there is an Isser. This theme is complemented by the elaboration of the Maharal, addressing himself to the Gemara in the Dharam. He asked, how is it conceivable that Rav could have interpreted the Pasuk as ascribing the decimation of the land to the failure to recite Birchas HaTorah, when the Nevi'im repeatedly saw it as caused by the most heinous of sins, idolatry, fornication, and murder? He responds that unquestionably, it was over these that the country was punished. Rav, however, sought to confront another question. If, as Chazal assumed, people then engaged in Torah study, How could they have become so degenerate and dissolute? Where was the illuminating and ennobling influence of the Torah study for its light stimulants to generation? With respect to this query, Rob responds that those who fail to utter Birchas Torah, who therefore implicitly approach learning without tremendous awe, relegating confrontation with the divine word to an exercise of rational inquiry, are impervious to that light. Only when Torah is perceived as it is and related to as such does genuine and pervasive spiritual illumination occur. By the same token, the sense of Torah's uniqueness is the spirit in which we, who do recite Birchas Torah, suffused by the duty to persist, brimming with prayerful anticipation of joy, filled with the humble gratitude for having been singled out as the chosen recipients of Ribbono Shel Olam's own Torah, approach it. Above all, overwhelmed by the sheer marvel in the words of the Torah, the final phrase alludes to. And in this bracha, once you think of the convocation at Sinai, they chose us from among all the nations, brought us near Mount Sinai, and made us to hear his words out of the fire, and gave us his sacred Torah, which is the basis of our lives, his precious vessel with which he revealed David. Says Rav Lichtenstein, you know why the Rambam counts Talmud Torah and Birchas Torah as one? Because it is one. Because to learn Torah without recognizing where it came from, without making the bracha, is to lose the essential character of the point and purpose of learning. And that is to engage with the Devar Hashem and to allow it to change us, to change our families, and to change our communities. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a Chag Sameach.
Thank you.